USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. is considering more operations targeting Iran-backed militia groups such as the Houthi rebels with potential targets inside Yemen.
But I'm certainly not going to telegraph any punches one way or the other. We take those responsibilities seriously.
This after the Pentagon confirmed a U.S. airstrike Thursday that killed an Iran-backed militia leader in Baghdad. Top U.S. commanders believed the militia leader was actively planning and carrying out attacks against American forces in the region. Olympian and famed double amputee runner Oscar Pistorius is reportedly getting out of prison. The South African native had been sentenced to 13 years for the murder of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. As of Friday, the word is Pistorius has been released after serving just 9 of those years. Details surrounding the release are unknown. In South Africa, serious offenders are eligible for parole after serving at least half of their sentence. Police are releasing more details since a teenager went on a shooting rampage at a high school in central Iowa Thursday. The 17-year-old shot 6 and killed at least 1 at Perry High School. That was all before the teen gunmen shot themselves. Then,
officers located an improvised explosive device. The state fire marshal rendered the device safe.
The shooter had a rifle and handgun with him. So far, a 6-year-old child is confirmed to be among the fatalities. The Biden administration pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass this week. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republicans have rejected White House requests for additional border funding. Republicans argue there also needs to be significant policy changes to slow down the flow of immigrants. It'll be a winter wallop for the East Coast through this weekend. As much as 10 inches are expected in some parts of the Allegheny and Appalachian Mountains, the I-95 corridor could see snow and ice. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
A judge unsealing accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's client list, and several high-profile people were connected to him and his girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell. Although no accusations of any improper behavior are being made or crimes, the names have raised a few eyebrows. Magician David Copperfield, former President Bill Clinton, the late Michael Jackson, and Prince Andrew, all on the list. While the city of Houston prepares for the college football playoffs national championship, CEO of Harris County Houston Sports Authority, Janice Burke, says all fans will be able to join in the festivities.
You do not have to have a game ticket for Monday's game in order to come and be a part of this. One of the things that's really important to us at the Sports Authority is to make sure all of our citizens get to be a part of the events that we bring here. So the concerts at Playoff Playlist Live at Shell Energy Stadium are free. You do have to sign up for them.
The game will be held at NRG Stadium in Houston, where the Michigan Wolverines will play the Washington Huskies. Arrests have been made in the murder of a pregnant Texas teen and her boyfriend. 19-year-old Savannah Soto was 2 days from being induced when she and her boyfriend's 22-year-old Matthew Guerra were found shot to death in a car. Police have arrested 19-year-old Christopher Preciado for capital murder and his father, 53-year-old Ramon Preciado, for abuse of a corpse, helping his son move the bodies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.